tonight we give permission to Alexa learn the Haftarah of the first night of Rosh Hashanah. And we give permission Wednesday night to learn the Haftarah of second day of Rosh Hashanah. Again, the Haftarah was made by the Chachamim after the Romans did not let Am Yisrael to read Torah on Shabbat. Chachamim came to the Romans and they asked the Romans if they let us read Navi instead of Torah. And the Romans said, yes, Navi is just stories. We don't mind, you should learn, you should read in Bet HaKnesset after Shacharit Navi. So they used to take out a Navi. The Navi was written on a parchment, looked like a Torah, and they used to call up seven people. People used to say the Brachot, and this was just in order not to forget our custom to read Shabbat morning Bet HaKnesset. Eventually, when the Gzera was cancelled, and Am Yisrael went back to the original tradition to read Torah on Shabbat, still Chachamim said to continue reading the chapters from the Navi that Chachamim tried to substitute for the Torah. And again, in the time of the Romans, at the beginning, when they weren't allowed to read Torah, they used to read just the Haftarah, what we read the Haftarah as Torah. And on Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, they used to read this chapter 1, in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Perek Aleph, with your permission. Vayi ish echad min haramatayim tzofi me'ar Efraim. Was a person from in between two little hills, he was able to see from Har Efraim, Mishmo Elkanah ben Yerucham. His name was Elkanah ben Yerucham ben Eliyu ben Tochu ben Tzuf Efrati. The guy's name was Elkanah, and he was originally Levi. I say he was from Har Efraim. It's a question of what he was doing in Har Efraim. So Chachamim wanted to give an explanation. The Levim used to get cities to dwell, to live in Eretz Israel, because the Levi did not get a part in Eretz Israel. And he used to dwell, he was a Levi, but he used to dwell in the territory of Sheret Ephraim. And his name was Elkanah. ולא שתי נשים, two wives, שם אחת חנה ושם השני פנינה, והיא לפנינה ילדים ולחנן ילדים. Two wives, one of them had children, her name was פנינה, and the other one doesn't have children, חנה. ועלה איש ההוא מירום ימים ימימה. This person, what he used to do, he used to go every few months. He used to go להשתחוות, to bow down, ולצבוח, to sacrifice להשם צבקות בשבילו. Shiloh was the place on the territory of Ephraim. It used to be, the Mishkan was in Shiloh for 369 years. After Am Yisrael came to Eretz Israel, the Mishkan was in first in Gilgal for 14 years, and then in Shiloh 369 years. So Elkanah used to go from his town in Har Efraim to go to Shiloh. It wasn't too far, but he used to make a circle in order to bring, says the Gemara, to bring all of Israel. He used to take his immediate family, and he used to stay on the street. People used to ask him on the street, where are you going? He said, I'm going to Shiloh. Why don't you come along with me? So the first year, a few came, the next year, more came. And then what he used to go around, says the Gemara, all around Eretz Israel. He used to make his way very long in order to bring people to sacrifice, to bow down and sacrifice in Shiloh. Over there, Besham, Shnei Vnei Eli, Chofni Pinchas, Kodim Hashem, at the time that he came, Chofni Pinchas, the children of Eli, they used to serve as Kohanim in Shiloh. But here I am, it was one day. Zohar said every time it says Vayi Hayom means Rosh Hashanah. Menor says maybe it was Rosh Hashanah, maybe it was Chodesh, maybe it was another holiday. Vayi Hayom Ezbach Elkanah came like his usually trips to Shiloh, and he sacrificed ונתן לבנה משתו ולכל מיני בנותי המנות. She had like 10 children, and he used to sacrifice, and part of the sacrifice were allowed to be eaten by a person that brought the sacrifice. And used to divide and used to give pieces of the meat to his children and to his wife Penina. ולחנה הייתה מנחת אפיים. בתחנה היא used to give double portion. כי את חנה אהבה השם של הרחמה. אז חנה היא loved, if you may say, more. Or he loved her a lot. But הקדוש ברוך הוא did not give her any children. So he used to comfort her by giving her twice as much meat. That's comfort somebody, I don't understand, but maybe that's what it means. It doesn't mean that, but that's the way it says in the Tanakh. וכי עשה צעתה גם כעס בעבור הרימה. The Gemara says what it means, that sentence is that Penina was called צרה לחנה. It means there were two wives to one man. One wife used to tease the other wife, and it's called צרה, from troublemaker. So says the Navi, וכי עשה צעתה, Penina used to give a hard time to חנה. While Elkanah used to divide and give the portion of the meat to Penina and the children, Penina used to say loudly, give to my other son, give to my other daughter, give to my other son, give. See, you like the children, you like the children. In order for Chana to hear it, ba'avur harima, in order, says the Gemara, that Chana should be upset, tisagar Hashem ba'ad rachma. So she doesn't have children. Sounds very cruel thing. What the Tanakh says, what the Navi says, very cruel thing that Penina did not know how to behave nicely to Chana that did not have children. Instead of mercy on her, she's giving her a hard time. וכן יעשה שנה בשנה מדי עלותה בבית השם, כן תחת שנה. Every year, he used to come, few times a year, he used to come, and used to divide and give those portion of the meat to Penina and his children, כן תחסנה, that's what she used to tease her. But if כן ולא תאכל, חנה used to cry, even though she had those portion of the meat in front of her, but she never ate. אם עליו קנה אישה, one day he told her, חנה, למה תבכי? חנה, why are you crying? ולמה לא תאכלי? Why don't you eat? ולמה יראה לגביך? Why you... You're so upset. Allah, I am better to you than, and I love you more, even if the other wife gives me 10 children, I still love you more. So then she ate, Vatakom Chana Acharei Ochla Bishalom Vachir Shato. Then she ate and she drank, maybe she didn't, it's a machloket in Midrash, if she did drink. Veli HaKohen Yashem Al HaKisei Amzot Echal HaShem. Eliyah Kohen, the Gemara said, the Midrash says, that day they made him to be the Kohen HaGadol, and he is sitting next to the Mezuzah. V'imarat Nafesh, she's very upset, Chana, but itpalel al Hashem, v'achot tifke. Doesn't say, but itpalel el Hashem, it says, but itpalel al Hashem. She's praying on God, not to God, it says, but itpalel al Hashem. V'achot tifke, she's crying while she's praying, but it don't endeavor to mar, she's also, it's promising something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and she says, Hashem Tzvakot, God Almighty, V'od tireh boni amatecha, if you can see, ha'pura yeh musharatani, v'lo tishkachat amatecha, you remember me, and you don't forget me, v'natata la'amatcha zera anashim, you give, you slave, you made children, untativ la'ashem, I'm going to give that person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol yemei chayav. I'm going to donate my child to you. ומורה לו אלה ראשו is going to be nazir for the rest of his life. Like Shimshon, something very similar to Shimshon. וחנה היא מדברת על ליבה, she's talking to her heart, רק שפתי הנאות, her mouth, her lips are moving, וקולה לא ישמע. Her voice is not being heard. ויחשבי האלי לשיקוע, האלי thinks that the lady is drunk. I don't know why, because the Gemara said maybe because she's talking too much, she's standing and crying, and she doesn't say anything, I mean, he only saw her lips. ויאמר אליה אלי, often Eli goes to her and he speaks to her, and he tells her, עד מתי תשתכרי, until when you're going to be drunk. אסירי את ינך מעלייך, it's enough drinking. ותאם חנה ותאמר לו, אדוני, שם שאת רוח אנוכי, וימי שחר לא שתיתי. He says, I'm very upset. But I never drank wine or beer or old wine. But I spoke at Nafshi lifnei Hashem. What I was doing over here, I was just pouring my heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. אל תיתן זמנך לפני בעל תביעה, אל תום תינק בד תינקס אבאוט מי, כי מרוב שיחי וחרצי דיברת עיניו. I was here because, talking because I was so upset and I was so angry, therefore I was talking till now. And don't be upset at me and don't talk to me like that, I am just very upset lately. ויענה לי ויאמר לכי לשלום. Rimana said because Eli suspected that she is drunk and he insulted her. Therefore Eli decided to bless her and tells her, go home with peace, we locate Israel. God Almighty is going to give you whatever you requested. I hope I'll find favorite in your eyes, Matelech Hashan at Rakan, she went home, but Tokal of Adela Lord. The Midrash says Ufane Alo Yula Od, it means her face changed. Says the Gemara, she used to look like a monkey.
שמעת את המרק הזה בחיים שלך?
You believe such a thing? I'm just quoting the Midrash. I never saw somebody look like a monkey. I saw a monkey look like a person. I didn't see a man look like a monkey. Here, I'm just quoting the Midrash. I'm sorry to tell you this. Ufaneha lo ayu la'od, she got a different face. She has the Midrash, she used to look like a monkey. That's the word of the Midrash, you can look it up by yourself. Right. So we hear the Midrash says on that sentence, that she used to look like a monkey, now she doesn't look like a monkey. What does it mean exactly? Can you imagine, you go to the Bronx Zoo and all of a sudden you see somebody come from the cage, it's a person. That's what the Midrash says. What does it mean exactly? I mean, well, you have to know it, but what does it mean exactly? No. As he got up in the morning, they went back Aramata, Ephraim, she was expecting and she gave birth to a boy, but he got Shmuel Kima Hashem Shultim. She called him Shmuel because she made one explanation, she borrowed him from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yad ish Elkanah v'chol beto lisboach v'ashem mizibachem v'chol nidroot. Then Elkanah, like his usual trip, he used to go up to Shiloh in order to sacrifice, and also all his promising, all whatever he promised to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hannah decided not to go up with him this time. She told her husband, I'll wait 24 months. I'm going to bring Shmuel, my boy. He's going to see that Mishkan in Shiloh. He should see that. As a 2 years old, she's going to leave him over there. He was a Levi. And he's going to stay there and dwell there in the Mishkan. He should never come home. Her husband told her, if you don't want to go, do whatever you wish. Stay over here until he'll be 24 months old. Let's hope God will fulfill his promise. She didn't go up to Shiloh, she stayed in the house until 24 months. The 24 months passed, but Alehu Imak Asher Gemalatu Befarim Shlosha Vefach, she brought 3 bulls, Vefachat Kemach, a measurement of flour, Venevel, Yain, a pitcher of Vayim Atevir Bet Hashem, she brought him to Shiloh, Vanahana, the boy is like a grown-up. וישחטו את הפר, the slaughter one of the bulls, ויביאו את הנער אל אלי. They brought the boy immediately to Eli. So it means the Gemara says that sentence. While Shmuel was 2 years old, he hears He comes to Shiloh, there's a discussion over there. So what's the discussion? They want to slaughter the bull, and they say, where is the coin to slaughter the bull? We need a coin, we need a coin. Shmuel was 2 years old, and Shmuel goes over and he says, who said you need a coin? You don't need a coin. Slaughtering is kosher by any Jew. You don't have to be a Kohen to slaughter in the Mishkan. You need a Kohen to sacrifice. But as far as slaughtering is concerned, you don't need a Kohen. A Jew, a regular Jew is enough. Can be a Levi, can be Israel, doesn't matter. Slaughtering is anybody. They ask him, how do you know? I said, I know. Said, if I cry, he says, V'shachat, it means everybody. Mekavala v'elach mitzvat kuna. After the person slaughters, then you need a Kohen to accept the blood and to do the sacrifice. But the slaughtering itself, you don't need a Kohen. Eli was the Kohen HaGadol. He was the chief, what we call the chief. The Gemara, also the Midrash, called him like a king as well. He was the Kohen HaGadol. He was the Dayan. He was sitting on a chair over there. And somebody comes over to him and says, listen, you don't need a Kohen. He said, there's a boy over here, 2 years old. And he said, you don't need a Kohen. Eli was an older person. Was the Kohen HaGadol, the king, and he's this thing, there's a boy over here, that boy says he don't need a Kohen. So Eli calls him up, he says, yes sir. I says, what can I do for you? He says, I heard they're looking for a Kohen to slaughter the bullet my mommy brought. He says, you don't need a Kohen, anyone can do it. He says, how do you know? He says, it says in the Chumash, 2 years old. Eli says, true, you're right. But, it's halakha, amore halakha bifnei rabo chayav mita. I am the biggest guy in Eretz Israel, I am the chief. And the halacha is, if someone that is saying in front of his rabbi, halacha, a law, without the permission of the rabbi, you're not the rabbi over here, you're just a visitor, I'm the chief rabbi, I'm the chief rabbi of Am Yisrael right now, you cannot tell me halachot, you should have gone to me, and he discussed it with me. He says, you are standing inside of the Mishkan in Shiloh, and telling people what to do, in front of me. The Gemara says, "Amore alacha b'fnei rabo chayav mita." You should die right away. They have to kill you, or you're gonna die in a minute.
What,
Shnatayim. What time? ושמואל, אז הוא יבוא, יהרוג אותו בפה. לא כתוב במדרש, תאולה. So that's the next sentence, with your permission. And because of Hannah is standing by, and she hears what's going on, and she hears that Eli said he's going to kill her. She walks over. She walks over to Eli and she says, what's going on? And he tells her, your son is a genius, he's a very good boy, but we have halacha. Halacha is, if you say halacha in front of your rabbi, you deserve death. And I'm going to execute him. Either re-execution or I'm going to say a prayer that he should die.
But he's only a minor.
Right. Okay, fine. Yeah. Right. There are a few answers for that. Few answers. I know the answer is what Mr. Levy said before. If a 3 years old knows to say such a thing, it's not a minor. Even though we have a halacha in the Torah that you have to be bar mitzvah 13, but if a person is already in this age as a grown-up, some chachamim said, you judge him as a grown. Not accepted by everybody, but some chachamim give this answer. So I give another answer, it means you have to show it, you have to do it, because it's called disrespect for the Kohen HaGadol, disrespect for the king, and you got to do it, because if you don't do it, it means he disrespected the king. Also some chachamim wants to give another answer, this is the king, and the king can do it, and Eli was considered a king besides the Kohen HaGadol. And a king can do whatever he wants, even to a minor. Only Bedin need to do a trial, a court case, in order to kill somebody. But the king doesn't need it. A king can do whatever he wants. That's the story of Shlomo HaMelech. He said, Gizru, he said, kill the baby. He said, Bidinei Shalom also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may Chas Shalom kill a baby 2 years old. who is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu its own reason. And said also is Eli decided he wants to kill, seriously, he wants to kill that boy Eli Shmuel, because he has no respect. You should not have said this halacha. You know, I'm the Kohen Gadol, I'm the king sitting on a chair. Somebody is asking you something, you say, you come to me and you whisper in my ear. You cannot change, stay over there in Beit HaMikdash and give the halacha. But Tomer, this is sentence 26 with your permission, Bi Adoni, Chei Nafshecha Adoni, and she goes over to Eli, Hana, and she said, I'm swearing in your soul, Ani Aisha, I'm the lady, maybe you don't recognize me, but I'm the lady, and Yitzevet Imcha Bazeh Yitpalel Hashem, remember, I pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember? So Eli says, very nice, so. But this guy has disrespect, so, what's it? He prayed very nicely, but somebody came and he has no manners. He says, if he has no manners, that's a told the Kohanim, I'm going to finish him up, because I don't want somebody with no manners just walk around on Israel. So she started to cry. So Eli said, you don't want to know something? This guy is going to die. Next day you have another one. I guarantee you, you have the next one. He says, remember, 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, you came down here and I gave you a bracha, and you were expected, and you get a baby. You had a baby boy. This one is no good. This one is no good. I'm going to kill him. Lemon, what you call lemon. It's a lemon, a Cadillac lemon. He says, it's no good. He says, I'm going to kill him. But she starts crying. He says, don't worry about it. Next year, and the one. She said, sentence 27, says the Gemara, El Anar Azeh Itpalalti. It says, I prayed for that one, I don't want substitution. I want this guy. I said, well, excuse me, you want this guy. There's halakha, Shulchan Aruch, this guy deserves that. She's crying over there, she said, no, don't kill this one, I want this one. Okay. Vayten Hashem li shelati shalati mimo, God gave me this one. Vegam anuchi shel tiyul Hashem, I also donated into HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol asher asher. Hayah Ushaul Hashem, as long as he is alive, he is like being borrowed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm lending it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lend it to me, I'm lending it back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please don't kill him. Says the Gemara, he says, okay, I don't kill him. Vayishtah Husham Hashem, then they bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who bow down? I don't know, Shmuel and the mother, maybe Al-Kamah as well, I don't know. Doesn't say. But it paler, this is the haftarah of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. But it paler Chana Batoma, then this is Tfilat Chana, that some people have a custom to say it before Shacharit. Batoma, Alat Levi Bashem, my heart is very happy, Ramak Ani Bashem. My horn, my luck was raised. Rachafi Alevai, my mouth was very wide on my enemies, Kisamachti Bishuratecha, I was very happy with your redemption. En Kadosh Kashim Kim Birtecha, nobody all like you, nobody is like you, and Tzuk Elokim, nobody is like a Kadosh. Al Tabut Dabuk Vora Gvora, don't talk so high, it's a attack for him, you say the wrong things. Ki El Deot Hashem, Kel Deot Hashem. Ve'lo nitkinu alo, the Kabuchu knows what he's doing. Keshet Giborim Chatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the strong ones, the bow, Chatim means very weak, V'Nishalim Azuchayel, the ones that are being trapped, the falling down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them strength. Zvim Balechen Yizkaru, Uveim Chadelu, you don't have to make so much money in order to have bread. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it by himself everything. Ad HaKarai Adar Shiva, maybe it refers to Pnina, it says, and herself, it says, Ad HaKarai, I couldn't have children, now I have 7 children. The Rabat Bani, she's not telling, she's going to have 7 children. The Rabat Bani Mumlala. Right. Rabat Manim Umlala, the one that had a lot of children, Pnina, Israeli has tragedies, they're going to die, they're dying, Hashem etim chayim, Hashem who kills and make a live person, Morid, Sheol Vayal, he takes people down to Gehenom and makes them out, Hashem Morish Ma'ashir, Hashem takes people, make them poor, Ma'ashir, make them rich, Mashpil Afer Romem, put them down, bring them up, Mekim Afar Dal. From down the earth he brings the poor person, Mashkot Yerim, from the garbage place, he brings the poor person, Rashivim Nedivin, to put him down next to the rich people. The Chesed Chavod Yom Chilem, he gives them a special chair. Hadash Baruch Hu knows what he's doing, and he looks at the people that are suffering, and he's going to bring them back. He watches the feet of his chassidim, the wicked ones, they're going to stop, they're going to die in the darkness. You're not going to overcome anybody with your strength. Hashem Yechatam Yerovav, Hashem Baruch Hu is going to break all the ones that fight with him, if we may say, Allah b'shamayim yarem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make noise on those people that are against him, Hashem Yedin HaPsad, is going to judge the world, V'yitin Ozda Malko is going to bring strength to the king, V'yarem Keren Meshucho, to bring the horn or the lack of the Mashiach. This is the end of the Haftarah that we're going to read on Rosh Hashanah. Of course, simple explanation, the way the Gemara puts it, one of the reasons that we read this Haftarah, says the Gemara that Chana nifkeda b'Rosh Hashanah. On the day of Rosh Hashanah, Chana, if we say Chana Imenu maybe, we'll get to it, Chana was remembered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and on Rosh Hashanah, Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to give her pregnancy. This is the Gemara, Sarah, Chana, and Rachel, they all three were promised pregnancy by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Those three could not have children, and Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them pregnancy on Rosh Hashanah. And what is it on the Torah that we're going to read is Vashem Pakad et Sarah, the Pesach of Rosh Hashanah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Sarah a pregnancy, and the Haftarah is very similar. It's Hannah also, she couldn't have children. According to the Midrash, she was 130 years old, and she could not have children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give a pregnancy, and that decision was made on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore that's our custom, that's the same explanation that we read this Haftarah Rosh Hashanah, that Hannah was promised something on Rosh Hashanah. Of course, all the Chachamim ask the same question, that Rosh Hashanah is not just for pregnancy. On Rosh Hashanah, it's all the decisions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes, he makes them on Rosh Hashanah. It's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that thing on Rosh Hashanah for Chana, that every decision, every subject that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to decide is going to start on Rosh Hashanah. So, of course, the pregnancy that was given to Sarah, that was given to Chana, was given to Rachel, of course, that thing was decided on Rosh Hashanah. It's not something that happened during the year, because again, the Gemara says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the universe once a year, this is Rosh Hashanah, and on Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes all the decisions. So of course, if Chana had a few months later a baby boy, of course, that decision for Chana to become pregnant was made on Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara emphasizes it, that Chana was promised by HaKadosh Baruch Hu a pregnancy on Rosh Hashanah. And the question is, why the Gemara says this was decided on Rosh Hashanah? Because everything else is being decided on Rosh Hashanah, not just this pregnancy. Everything is being decided on Rosh Hashanah. Also the question is, of course, Navi Shmuel was written by Shmuel Navi, that I don't know if ever he heard the story from his parents, but the Navi was written by Ruach HaKodesh as a Navi. This is really what we call Nevi'im Gishonim. This is a very high level of prophecy. Shmuel HaNavi himself, says Ari, was not just a regular Navi. He was really the first Navi that on Israel, what we call on a very high level. All the Nevi'im that we had before Shmuel HaNavi were on a lower level of prophecy. Shmuel was the first one that was able to reach very high in his prophecy. After Shmuel, all the other prophets used the technique, if we may say, of Shmuel and Levi to reach a certain level upstairs to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the prophecy. But until Shmuel, people had Ruach HaKodesh, people was called Nevi, Sarah was called Nevi'ah, Miriam was called Nevi'ah, Aaron was called Navi, but still Shmuel had an edge on all of them, besides Moshe Rabbeinu, something that nobody had before, that he so-called was the first one that was able to connect himself so high to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In Kabbalah it's called Netzach Vahod, it's a certain sfirot, it's certain place, absence in Shamayim, that Shmuel was able to reach and get his prophecy. And then when he got his prophecy, he wrote this book, Sefer Shmuel. He wrote as well Sefer Shoftim. But Sefer Shmuel, he decided to write it. And this is chapter 1 in Sefer Shmuel that talks about his father, about his mother, and the whole story. Of course, it's a very nice story. But on the other hand, we have to remember that Navi is not a storybook. And he, in his prophecy, when he sat down to write it, that was the prophecy that came to him to write this first chapter of Sefer Shmuel, so-called to know how he came to this world, or so-called to know the history of Shmuel Navi. Of course, the Gemara says another statement, that Shmuel Navi was somebody comparable to Moshe and Aaron together. In a way, in a certain angle, Shmuel is as big as Moshe and Aaron. Of course, Moshe is the biggest Navi that we had. Look, how can Navi be Moshe? Nobody was born, nobody can be like Moshe as far as a prophet is concerned. But as an overall person, as an overall person with certain levels of reaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, Moshe ve'Aaron bechuanav u'Shmuel bekorei shmo, that Shmuel is equal to Moshe and Aaron together. That makes him so big, so great. Again, he could not be as big a prophet as the Moshe Rabbeinu because the Rebbe wanted to secure the Torah. That's what the Chachamim say. Because if another Chacham, another Nabi will come bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu as far as the Nabi is concerned, and he might cancel Moshe Rabbeinu's prophecy, it means the Torah, Chas Shalom, that was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, might have some contradiction. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it as a rule that nobody can be as big as Moshe Rabbeinu. As far as a real prophet, but as far as the person is concerned, an overall person, the Gemara says Shmuel was Shakul Keneged Moshe Ve'Aaron. The question is, what made him so big that really is like Moshe and Aaron? What made him so big that he was, if you may say, said Chachamim, the key to open the gate of prophecy? The Gemara says that 40 years before Shmuel HaNavi was born, people used to walk on the street and hear a bat call. They hear a whisper. He's going to become a person soon. His name is Shmuel. Shmuel is going to be the greatest. Says the Midrash, every lady gave birth to a boy, she called him Shmuel. She called him Shmuel and said, Shmuel, he said, this is what God meant. So they waited a little bit. They saw it's a regular boy in kindergarten. He said, that's not him. So the next guy, for 40 years was a chase to see who is going to have this Shmuel, and the three people heard, the Midrash says, the whisper, bat kol from Shamayim, it says Hashem said, Shmuel is coming, and said, which one, who is going to have Shmuel? Every lady said, I like to have the Shmuel. Until this girl, Hannah, this lady Hannah, 130 years old, huh? I don't understand. And this guy, and this is really, of course, the way we read the Tanakh, we think it's just Hannah made up the name. The Midrash says, no, everybody expected a person that his name is going to be Shmuel. It's not the first Shmuel in the Tanakh, there's more Shmuel in the Tanakh before him. But in that generation, they expected to have a little boy Shmuel, and all the ladies called the children Shmuel, but it was wrong Shmuel. Finally, one Shmuel was right, and this is Shmuel HaNavi. Again, the question is, what is the power of that guy Shmuel? The other ladies could not have him. And this guy is not, is so strong that it comes to a point that Eli wants to kill him, and he deserves death, and his mother is arguing with Eli, going back and forth, and he gives up. He gives up. So the Gemara in Masechet Brachot says that we learn from the Psukim here a lot of halachot, how to pray to HaKadosh Baruch. The certain halachot that we just do it, we learn from Chana. Not only that, the Medrash said you should know Chana prayed 18 brachot, like we have in our Shmona Esrei, 18, 19 brachot. Chana actually prayed 18 things. In that Shirat Chana, this is the custom some people do say before Fila, it's not just to say what Chana sang to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That song contains 18 requests. And those are similar, the Gemara says, to our requests. The Gemara says, the Gemara takes it apart, every sentence, and the Gemara shows what Chana had in mind. Chana had in mind 18 blessings that we say in Shmona Esrei. She invented it before we had Shmona Esrei. Shmona Esrei was invented by Sheikh Nesak Zabar thousands of years later. Still, Chana, when she was praying, she was concentrating on those 18 subjects that we pray on. This Gemara that we learn from Chana, the way the Navi describes, the way Shmuel describes his mother prayers. The Navi says like this, with your permission, if you want to take a look. So this is sentence 10. Says Vihi Marat Nefesh. Says the Gemara that you have to be inside yourself a little bit upset. What it means, says the Gemara, that you have to pray in a way that you upset. Says but it parallel to Hashem, you have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vachot, if you can also have some tears, it helps as well. And if you skip to sentence 12, it says, Vayaki irbata litpalel. She was praying and praying, overdoing it. The Elisha Meret, the Eli, is watching her mouth. So this is the description the Gemara says. Chanai medaberet aliba. It says the first thing you should have, kavana in your heart, you learn it from Chana. Something that we don't have in the Tanakh, especially not before Shmuel, how to pray. It says the Gemara, you learn from Chana. In the Beret Aliba, she is very concentrating in her heart, whatever she's saying. Rak Sfatei Anot, just moving her lips, like we do in Lachash. Kola lo yishamea, do not raise your voice when you do Lachash. So the Gemara, all this you learn from Chana, those are Lachot, the way we pray Shmona Esrei, we learn from Chana. There is no other route for the way we pray Shmona Esrei. Why don't we say it loudly? Why we should not say it, scream it, or just at least we should, the word should come out from our mouth. Ari said, no, it's unnecessary. It's the Gemara said, it's not even good if you do it. It says, just move your lips when you reach Shmona Esrei, as long as your heart has the covenant. But says Ari, that this is the first person that was able to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a spot upstairs in Shamayim. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a spot in Shamayim. That spot is Kulo Rachamim, the whole thing is mercy. So when you reach that spot, says Ari, that all the doors are open for you, and whatever you ask, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you. It doesn't matter if you deserve it. It doesn't matter what the law is all about. For example, that is says, of course the law is that Eliyahu HaKohen wants to kill Shmuel HaNavi, wants to kill the baby Shmuel, he's 2 years old because he did not behave. But Chana is going to convince him something, and the she's going to tell him that this person was brought from upstairs, from a certain spot upstairs. And therefore, the law that we have today does not really apply to that boy. So that this is what the Gemara is trying to tell us, how to pray. To pray, she's 130 years old lady, says the Midrash, Chana. She goes with her husband. But her husband really is the leader, says the Gemara. Says if you look at sentence 3, it says, Ve'alah ha'ish ahu mi'iro mi'yamim yamima li'ishtachavot ve'lizboach la'ashem. It says that personal Chana, says the Gemara, was the biggest tzaddik. Says he did two things. First of all, he's going to the Mishkan in Shiloh, but he's not going to sacrifice. He's going to bow down, he's going to pray there. Says the Gemara, this year to understand that praying, bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is greater than to bring a sacrifice. Says what he had in mind is not that he is going to sacrifice, even though it was a mitzvah to go to the Mishkan to sacrifice. It's not, I'm going to pray over there. I'm going to bow down. Not only that he's going to do, he's going to convince all his fellow Jews to come along with him. So the Gemara, that's the description, much more than to be right, that his father Elkanah used to take different routes every year in order to convince all of Israel to go to Shiloh. At the time, says the Gemara, everybody was busy with his private agriculture, that he was planting, seeding, and harvesting his own fields. He did not go to the Mishkan to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to sacrifice, and of course not to pray. And Elkanah used to stop in the center of the city, and people used to ask him, where are you going? Why don't you come to inside? He says, no, I'm going to Shiloh. He says, what Shiloh? He says, Shiloh is the Mishkan, I'm going to pray. He says, why don't you come along? So the Midrash says, all started to cry, and they followed him. The following year, they went by themselves. He took another route to convince other people to come and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says he was so-called the teacher of Chana, that's what the whole thing about the Mishkan in Shiloh is not just a sacrifice. The Mishnah says the Gemara, it's much higher than sacrificing, just coming over there and praying and bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, you have to understand that bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praying and bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is when a person gets redemption. Says the Gemara that everything, every Yeshua that the person needs, every redemption that he needs, can be solved very easily by him praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Bada HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the teacher, the private teacher for that fact, personally, was Elkanah. And Chana took that advice, and when she's sitting down, this was Rosh Hashanah, that they were staying over there in Yerushalayim, in Shiloh, and she doesn't want to eat, she eats, she goes and she prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she says, let me have a child. She doesn't look so 100%. Eli looks at her, she looks drunk. Says, Ari, you see, that's the way you have to look. I mean, you don't have to see what other people think about you when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Akiva, when he used to pray Lachash, he used to start Lachash one spot of Bet HaKnesset, at the end of the Lachash, he was in another spot of Bet HaKnesset, the other side of Bet HaKnesset. He said, this when he was Shaliach Tzibur, the Gemara said, when he was a Chazan, he was holding out tight to his spot not to move. But when he was praying by himself, he used to jump around all Bet HaKnesset from one side to the next. Look at Chana, I mean, she's praying, it says, it's a new thing of praying. I mean, we don't know it from before, says the Gemara, that only her lips, and you don't hear anything, and she's crying, and you see that it comes from the bottom of the heart, and he looks at her and says, lady, what is this? That's a new meditation. What is this? Not be drunk. This is just a lesson to us what to do on Rosh Hashanah. It's not that we read this after us, says Dari, in order for us to remember, you know, it was a lady, 130 years old, she couldn't have children, finally she got children, and you read after us. He says, no. The after us is a private teacher to you, says Dari, that this is the power of the after us. That's what Chachamim chose to read this after us. At the time Israel was not allowed to read Torah in Bet HaKnesset because of the Romans. It says this is a private teacher to you. That Chachamim took that chapter and put it to be read in Rosh Hashanah for us to know how to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu certain things that's almost impossible to get. Even though, says Darid, again, that is a zerah, that something that lady, Chas v'Shalom, cannot have children, she's a kara, that Chas v'Shalom, even though she has a baby, that Eliyahu Kohen wants to kill him. It says you can undo and overcome all the tragedies and all the zerot if you pray with the right kavanah. The kavanah of the tefillah is so high, says Darid, that Shmuel Anavi was born as Shmuel because of his parents praying. It says every lady, just when she heard the batkor, says Shmuel is coming, says, oh, that's my Shmuel. Then she called him, she named him Shmuel, and says, has no power. It's a regular kid. It says that kid was born, she said, Elanara Deit Palati. When Eli wants to kill him, he said, I'm going to give you another one. He says, you don't understand. Remember why you gave it to me? You gave it to me because I prayed, and it was so strange, the way I prayed, that you thought I'm a drunkard, but I didn't drink, and you saw the way I was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, it means I reached the Zari a certain spot. It says, Vatitpalel al Hashem. It doesn't say Vatitpalel el Hashem. It says, Vatitpalel al Hashem. She didn't pray to Hashem, she prayed on Hashem. The Zari says the Zohar, which it means you reach a spot on top of Hashem, on top of Yitzke Bavke. This is called the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Over there is a different name, Aleph Hei Yudin Hei. Okay. Says Ari, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell us, how do we get this person that he maybe the way the Gemara says, is higher than Moshe and Aaron together? How is it possible? And in all the respect, Yocheved was 130 years old when she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. I said, Yocheved was also 100, I mean, Chana was also 130 when she gave birth to Shmuel. But in a way, Shmuel is like compared to Moshe and Aaron together. And that is possibility you don't understand. He was born from a prayer. He was born with something that Chana said in Neder, when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara, no dream be etzara, you should promise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Abba, the Gemara says, Abba, nadru v'nizkeru. It says, when you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, also you promise something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says, Ari, this is a lesson for us, what to do in Rosh Hashanah, what to do. Of course, we should do it in the Shachrit as well, but again, Ari says the main part is Musaf on Rosh Hashanah. So that's a lesson, what to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be guaranteed that the product that we're going to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a guarantee, it's 100% good with no bad things inside it. So this is also story of Shmuel, that he can overcome everybody. He is in 2 years old, that everybody else 2 years old, he knows the better than Eliyahu Kohen. I mean, Eliyahu Kohen is the Kohen HaKadosh sitting on the chair, somebody asks him, are you allowed to slaughter, where is the Kohen? Shmuel is 2 years old, he's answering questions to Gemara. Of course, we all remember the Gemara say that a baby learns the whole Torah while he is in his mother's stomach. And when I was a child in Eretz Israel, there were 2 children like this that were born to a mother in Eretz Israel at the age of 7, I remember. They knew the whole Gemara, the whole Shas by heart without studying it.
They were born to the same mother?
No. Two different mothers.
Without studying?
Without studying. This to ask him, Shulchan Aruch, he could use everything, every book in the world, he knew. Two of them. One of them they brought to the Rebbe Mibels, and he told him that he doesn't have that split over here. And he, right. The Gemara said when the baby comes out, the Malach hits him over here, and he forgets the whole Torah. Those 2 children did not have that split underneath the nose. So one of them was brought to the Rebbe Mibels, and they told him that he knows everything, so he came over to him and said, listen, you're not doing the right thing in this world. Your job is to learn and to study, not just to know. And he hit him, and he forgot the whole thing. The other one was brought to the stipler in Bnei Brak, and he was born in Be'er Sheva. And the stipler writes in his book, Chaye Olam, and the stipler said, please hide him. Hide him? We don't know where he is today. He's hidden. But again, that's what the Gemara in Masechet Nedar says, that the baby learns everything in his mother's stomach. Just when he comes out, he forgets. And that guy, Shmuel, there's no information if he remembered everything from his mother's stomach exactly. But the question is, how the 2-year-old baby knows the whole halachot, even halachot that nobody else knows at that time. The Kohen HaGadol, he doesn't know it. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to Am Yisrael, but this thing, this halakha was forgotten. It says again, he was born because of prayers. He was born because his father said, I'm going to pray in Shiloh, I'm not going to sacrifice in Shiloh. As the Gemara said, that prayers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves more than sacrifices. He tov yom b'chatzerecha me'alef. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu David HaMelech, I love one day that you pray to me for more than 1,000 sacrifices that your child Shlomo is going to do in Bet HaMikdash, or he's going to be in Bet HaMikdash. Because the main thing is praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not sacrificing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. On Rosh Hashanah nifkeda chala. Of course, every decision that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes comes on Rosh Hashanah. But to do the impossible, to do something that is going to be guaranteed forever, to reach a certain spot that no one else was able to reach before, and to say that that child is going to be as great as Moshe and Aaron together, that decision was made on Rosh Hashanah. It says, which Rosh Hashanah? He said that Rosh Hashanah that Hana was praying. It's not just a regular Rosh Hashanah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the decision. It says, Vayhi Ayom, that the Elkanah came, it was Rosh Hashanah. Of course, it's only one version. And the Rabbi Chachamim say it was the other holiday. But it says, that day that she came, it was Rosh Hashanah, says the Zohar. Every time it says in the Tanakh, Vayhi Ayom, it says the Sefer Yov, also Vayhi Ayom, that the Satan came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and spoke against the Yov. It says the Gemara, it's Rosh Hashanah. It says, on that day on Rosh Hashanah, that Chana was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you want such a child and you really show us how to pray, that she was the first one that showed us how to pray, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fulfilled her request. So this was the Gemara Masada Chod says, that we have to learn from Chana. So this is why the Haftarah was chosen to be read on Rosh Hashanah, not to tell us this and the lady could not have children and happened to have them on Rosh Hashanah. Not in the same concept is the Torah that we do in Rosh Hashanah. It says Avraham Ba'ad Avimelech. Says the Yotan Lusayin, says Ali. We got it Chata Avinu, says that the Gemara says that because Avimelech kidnapped Sarah, and Avraham Avinu prayed for Avimelech, Avimelech became very sick. What it means is, says Ali. I'm sorry. Yeah, but it means that's not what the thing is. It means that Abimelech could not use his body the way he should use his body. Tetari, again, so we read the Torah on the first of Rosh Hashanah, Hashem pakad et Sarah kasher amar, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Sarah pregnancy. Tetari, no, that's not, again, because Sarah was promised a pregnancy on Rosh Hashanah. Again, everything is being promised on Rosh Hashanah. What it means is like this. What it means is that Abraham Avinu was praying for Avimelech. It says Avimelech got sick. It says Avimelech got sick because he kidnapped Sarah and he touched Sarah. It says, you, Mr. Animal, you kidnapped my wife and you touched my wife. It says, I should pray for you that you should get well. No, good for you. Stay the way you are and go right away to hell. I said, I don't have to pray for you. You're Rasha Marusha. I don't have to pray for you. You committed the sin. My wife is a married lady. Of course, you didn't know. I told you, you should not have asked me all kind of questions. Who is this girl? It's not your business. It says, I don't want to pray for you. Nevertheless, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avimelech, go to Avraham, ask him to pray for you. This was so-called a test for Avraham Avinu to see if Avraham is going to pray for him. The Gemara said, because Avinu prayed for the illness of Avimelech, then Sarah became pregnant. Again, says Dari, because of the praying of Abraham, we got it wrong. It's not just because he promised Abraham, that thing maybe was cancelled because of certain things. But the end result, the Gemara said, why Sarah became pregnant, that because Abraham was praying for Avimelech, something that he should not do. Says it's not my business, you got punished from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone who wants to heal you, let him heal you. I definitely don't want to pray for you. You are Shem Rusha. So there is a concept is, again, a lesson, what kind of behavior we should take on Rosh Hashanah when we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if Avinu was praying for his enemy, and the one that really does not deserve to pray for Shema, and Avraham Avinu is Kinaviu, it says, he's Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avinu, he's going to pray for you. It's a test for Avraham Avinu. This is why we read that part, the paragraph in the Torah that talks about the pregnancy of Sarah Imenu. Again, it's not to tell us Sarah became pregnant. It is to tell you how it's pregnant. Again, it's the same root, the prayers that Abraham Avinu put. Those prayers was accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and then Akadosh Baruch Hu decided to give pregnancy to Sarah Imenu. This is also the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we read Akedat Yitzchak. Akedat Yitzchak, again, the simple explanation is that we want to remind Akadosh Baruch Hu Akedat Yitzchak. One of the explanations that he says, it says, that Maminu says, Rani v'anan elchad kov nishtachare v'nashu v'alat. Maminu said, I'm going to bow down with Yitzchak. And I said, doesn't matter, I'm going to sacrifice or not. To me, to bow down to Akadosh Baruch Hu is greater than sacrifice. Something like Elkanah used to say, I'm going to the Mishkan not to sacrifice. I need Bet HaMikdash to sacrifice. I need Bet HaMikdash because I want to pray Bet HaMikdash. This is the power of Rosh Hashanah, the prayers of Rosh Hashanah. So we should have this Tamana to pray Rosh Hashanah. He says, this is the end of the Shirat Chana, Chana Sevi, Yarem Kirin Mishicho. The Midrash says that few people and few entities are being called Keren. Of course, Keren, we all do know that Keren means the Shofar. It says Keren, the word Keren, Shmuel HaNavi poured on David HaMelech from like a horn, oil. Again, Midrash says Abraham is being called Keren, horn. Yitzchak is being called Horn, but the Midrash is called horn. Mashiach has been called horn. It says the Midrash, there are 10 entities being called Keren. The reason this is what it means, Shofar, that we use, the blow of the Shofar is kind of a prayer that we pray. It says the power of the Shofar, that the wind that we blow through the Shofar comes from our lungs, from our heart. It says it's kind of a prayer that we don't hear the words, it's just a sound. I said, it's a sound that really comes from the bottom of the heart. I said, that's what Chana said, V'yarem Keren Meshicho. It says, Mashiach will come with a voice, with a sound of a horn. I said, this is something that you get, says Dari, when you pray from the bottom of your heart. Dari, that's what the Gemara says. Mashiach might come on Rosh Hashanah. This is Satan is so afraid that Mashiach is going to arrive on Rosh Hashanah. I said, because of the prayers of Am Yisrael. It's our custom to bow down on Rosh Hashanah. It's not just because we pray. Because praying, this is going to undo the whole thing. But on Rosh Hashanah, this was, the Gemara says, Chana was promised pregnancy on Rosh Hashanah because of her prayers on Rosh Hashanah, and Sarah was promised pregnancy because of the prayers of Abraham Avinu. The Gemara, that's what happened. Yosef came out of Bet HaSurim. Yosef came out of Kiryat Rosh Hashanah, and Am Yisrael stopped that work in Egypt, even though that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said we should be slaves for 400 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, but slavery stopped on the day of Rosh Hashanah. Again, says Dari, because the Am Yisrael bowed down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because Am Yisrael was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dari, that's the power of Rosh Hashanah. We prayed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and bowed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the Ha'alat of Gzirot, of Chas Shalom, Bet Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cancels them, because we reach that spot that Chana and Elkanah and Shmuel were able to reach, and we got this guy Shmuel who was bigger than the Devim.